Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting second. The center fielder, Hector Lopez. Batting third. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harry Simpson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim Thompson. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rance Pless. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Crimean. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Jack Crimean. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Bridwesser. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Heft. And now, play ball. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri takes first base on ball four. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel strikes out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridwesser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridwesser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Finnegan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive towards third. Pless catches it and throws to first to double up Torgerson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bridwesser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. Rance Pless is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pless hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel who is chasing the ball. Tuttle reaches third base with a triple. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pless fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tuttle scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a line drive towards short. DeMaestri reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Breidwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidwesser takes first base on ball four. House moves to second. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Groth. Heft reaches second base with a double. House scores. Breidwesser goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Tigers. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zerniel throws the ball into Finnegan, who tags Keene, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Heft scores. It's 4-2, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Cleet Boyer pinch hits for Jack Crimean. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is called out on strikes. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. DeMaestri hits a pop-up towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lopez hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mo Burchie now pitching. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pless fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Finnegan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kaline moves to second. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-1 in the game. Zerniel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-1 in the game. Simpson hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-1 in the game. Groth takes first base on ball four. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-1 in the game. Finnegan hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. House hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Bridwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes House. The throw from Thompson and he is out, DeMaestri applying the tag. Two outs. Jim Bridwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridwesser is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bridwesser hits a fly ball into center field. Lopez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. One out. Rance Pless is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pless is 0 for 1 in the game. Pless hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Birchie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Birchie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridwesser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Heft hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Finnegan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Keene hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lopez. Keene reaches second base with a double. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Torgerson hits a line drive towards the mound. Birchie catches it and throws to second to double up Keene. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lopez takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 2 in the game. Zerniel strikes out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 2 in the game. Simpson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Tigers. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. House hits a fly ball into center field. Lopez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Finnegan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rance Pless is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pless is 0-for-2 in the game. Pless hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Maxwell reaches second base with a double. Jim Breidwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidwesser is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Breidwesser bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Maxwell moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Heft takes first base on ball 4. Breidwesser moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maxwell scores. Breidwesser scores. Heft moves to second. It's 7-2, Tigers. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Simpson fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Heft moves to third. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Heft scores. Kaline moves to third. It's 8-2, Tigers. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kaline scores. It's 9-2, Tigers. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to second. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. House hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tuttle scores. Boone moves to third. It's 10-2, Tigers. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. House moves to second. Jim Breidwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidwesser is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Breidwesser hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mo Birchie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Birchie is 0 for 1 in the game. Birchie strikes out. 1 out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Renna pinch hits for Hector Lopez. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Renna reaches second base with a double. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 3 in the game. Zerniel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-4, Tigers. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 3 in the game. Simpson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Groth hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline who is chasing the ball. Groth reaches third base with a triple. Simpson goes all the way around to score. It's 10-5, Tigers. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Finnegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Groth scores. It's 10-6, Tigers. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bridewesser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Athletics 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Renna now playing right field. Johnny Groth now playing center field. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Heft hits a line drive into right field. Renna settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Keene hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Keene reaches second base with a double. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Torgerson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-6, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pless fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Simpson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boone for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Rance Pless is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pless is 0 for 3 in the game. Pless hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Baxas pinch hits for Mo Birchie. Mike Baxas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxas hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, DeMaestri hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Renna hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. DeMaestri moves to second. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Zernial hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 12, and Kansas City Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.